This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Democrats have subpoenaed the White House for documents they've been requesting about President Trump's dealings with the president of Ukraine.
The leaders of three House committees made good on their threat that if they didn't receive documents they had requested by late Friday, they would issue a subpoena. They're looking for evidence that might support a whistleblower claim that President Trump pressured the president of Ukraine to dig up dirt on Joe Biden and Biden's son. But President Trump has signaled he won't cooperate unless the House officially votes to start an impeachment inquiry, something Democrats have been reluctant to do.
Meanwhile, AP correspondent Zarius Shackley reports that Ukraine is reviewing a case into the company that employed Vice President Joe Biden's son in the year 2014.
Ria Boshapka told reporters in Kiev that prosecutors are auditing all the cases that were closed or dismissed by former prosecutors, including several related to Mykola Shluchevsky, owner of the gas company Burisma, that hired Hunter Biden in 2014. At the same time, his father was leading the Obama administration's diplomatic dealings with Kiev. I'm Zaria Shackley.
North Korea's underwater-launched missile has a longer range than the missile the country tested earlier this year and is designed to be launched from a submarine that has a potential to pose a threat to the U.S. allies in Northeast Asia, according to experts. North Korea conducted the underwater launch of a new ballistic missile on Wednesday that flew about 450 kilometers off the country's eastern coastal town of Wonsan before landing in the waters off Japan. It reached a peak altitude of 950 kilometers. The missile tested Wednesday is considered to have a maximum range of about 1,900 kilometers. This is VOA News. Microsoft says hackers linked to the Iranian government have targeted the U.S. presidential campaign. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The company says a group it calls Phosphorus attempted to penetrate 241 accounts during a 30-day period in August and September. In addition to the U.S. presidential campaign, which Microsoft did not identify citing privacy concerns, other targets included government officials, media, and prominent Iranian expatriates. The hacker successfully penetrated four of the accounts, and in a blog post, Microsoft's vice president for security says the owners have been notified. Microsoft says none of the penetrated accounts was associated with presidential campaigns or current or past U.S. officials. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A top U.S. military commander says embattled Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is slowly but surely losing his grip on power, forced to rely on countries like Cuba and Russia, and even on drug cartels to stay in office. The United States, along with more than 50 other countries, have been calling on Maduro to step down following his 2018 re-election, charging the vote was rigged and instead recognizing opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. Washington has slapped the South American country with repeated economic sanctions aimed at eroding Maduro's support. Most recently, the U.S. sanctioned three Panamanian companies and one from Cyprus that have been shipping oil from Venezuela to Cuba. The unemployment rate has hit a five-decade low. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The unemployment rate has hit a five-decade low. It is now 3.5%, down from 3.7% in August. The Labor Department says employers added a modest 136,000 jobs in September, well below last year's average monthly growth of about 220,000. Hiring has been slower this year amid the China trade war and slower global growth. The jobs numbers carry more weight this month than usual because of growing fears about the economy. Manufacturers have essentially fallen into a recession. But still, economists say as long as hiring is solid enough to keep the jobless rate from rising, most Americans will stay confident enough to keep spending money. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Protests erupted across Ecuador for a second day on Friday amid discontent over the government's decision to scrap decades-old fuel subsidies. Demonstrators blocked roads across the country with tires, branches, and forced many buses and taxi services to shut down. The government said it had managed to clear the roads Friday in some provinces. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.